Hey guys, it's April. We're going to start this podcast off a little bit differently. We have some awesome voice messages from our listeners and followers, and we're going to start sharing them throughout the episode. But today, we're going to start off with a shout out. Thank you so much for supporting what we're doing here at East to West WLS. You are the best part of this community.
Hey, April. Hey, Jason. East to West WLS. This is Michelle. Instagram handle at walking inward, walking underscore inward. And my dog's barking in the background. I just wanted to say that I've really been enjoying the podcast lately, not only on YouTube, but also my podcast app. And I'm just, my mind is being blown. Like I'm taking notes. I'm just really appreciative of what you guys are putting out there. And I just listened to the one with Mabel at, I think it's Our Sleeve Academy. And then also, I think it's Jana Wolf. Oh, and I'm just so grateful. And I can't wait to hear more. And this is just, you know, I'm post-op now, about 12 days. And I'm just got to put in the work. So here I am. Thank you so much.
Hi, welcome to East to West WLS, the podcast where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April, I'm the West, and if you're watching this podcast, you will realize that the fabulous Jason is not with us today. That's okay. I am joined by a magnificent woman who I just recently met, Celia. Hi, Celia, welcome.
Hi.
We're so excited to talk to you today. You are an esthetician at one of my favorite places to go and pamper myself. And when we knew that we wanted to talk about skincare this month, you were number one on our list. We said, oh my God, we need to connect with this woman because you've been an esthetician now for 15 years, right? Very long
10.
Time. 10. Okay.
Yes.
Give or take five.
Totally. But, yeah. Give or take five. It's been a little while though.
So clearly you are an expert in really all things skincare. And what I'm really excited to talk about in this episode is that I think before surgery and for a lot of us, we always thought skincare was just like our face and like nothing else mattered. But really, right, like skin is the largest organ in the body. It requires all the love and all the attention. And usually after bariatric surgery, when we lose some weight and we start feeling confidence in ourselves and we want to kind of start showing off more skin, we realized, oh my God, I have not taken care of it my entire life. So this will be a very timely conversation for a lot of us. Awesome. Okay. So before we dive in, I would love to just kind of give you the floor to introduce yourself to our followers and our listeners. Just kind of like what makes you, you.
Awesome. My name is Celia. I'm 29. I live in Tacoma. I've been around the industry since I was like 16. That's when I started, like, I got a gift card for like a free whatever. And I started going in and like getting facials and like I got my eyebrows tinted. You can tell there's not a lot going on there. Didn't have a chance to tint this week. But then I just realized how, like, what a confidence boost, I guess, like taking care of your skin and taking care of just like, I'm like also just my eyebrows. What like a big change that was. And I thought like, this is really great. Like this is something that I could potentially do one day. And then I started doing it when I was like 19, which is awesome. Obviously my like passions have progressed since then. And like the reason I'm an esthetician has like morphed and just changed around from like, I'm just obsessed with getting my eyebrows tinted, which like still is true. But yeah, I just love aesthetics. And I'm excited to talk about skincare, why it's important, what's going on with your skin when you're not taking care of it, what's going on when you are taking care of it, and like how we can best protect our skin and like, you know, do the really like toxic thing, which is like, be young forever, even though like obviously like that's not realistic, blah blah blah. I'm so sorry, the patriarchy is everywhere and like we everywhere. Can't stop it. I hate it. Anyways, not to get like too feminist and obnoxious, but here we are.
Sorry. But you know, skincare is more than just, I think, looking younger. I know.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right? And every single time I go to Oaks and Alder, I leave there feeling like a brand new person. I just feel pampered. I feel more like connected with myself. I guess I just feel like It's just a place to go and let the world melt away. And it's wonderful that there are so many professionals like yourself in my community, and I think in a lot of people's community, that can really help us understand why skincare is important and how we can nourish it from the inside out, and then how we can have somebody else nourish and pamper it. I mean, there's so much that goes into this. It's really a far-reaching discussion.
No, completely.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Also, I'm like, by the way, I'm not just actually saying it's about looks. I'm sorry. But like, you know,
I don't think a single person.
Yeah.
Thinks
I'm
that.
Like, I'm yes. sorry guys. I don't shave. I don't like wax my underarms. Like we're not doing this for anyone else except ourselves.
Well, and surprisingly, you know, like my partner in crime, Jason, he and I actually often have this conversation. He has lost a significant amount of weight, and it's been a real, maybe struggle isn't the right word, but it's been interesting to see him progress from somebody that did not pay attention to his skin at all to now somebody that really does care about it. So I know it isn't just an issue that women think about or women want to tackle. It is, I mean, across the board. And as we really get into this conversation, taking care of your skin is taking care of the largest organ in your body. And the fact that it has been so neglected by so many of us for so long, I think just speaks to how important this really is for our long-term care, for self-care, and just for overall health.
Overall health is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. 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 Okay. I will just remind our viewers one more time, if you would like to see our beautiful faces, log on to our YouTube channel, watch this phenomenal episode, and we are both very animated when we talk, so it'll be definitely a good one to watch, but definitely hop over there. Just go to YouTube and search East, the number 2, West underscore WLS, and you will see our fabulous YouTube channel. Okay, I think I did all the intros. Are you ready to dive in?
I hope so.
You're ready. We'll You're see. Ready. Hey, it's April with East to West WLS. I don't know about you, but after I dropped a significant amount of weight, my body just didn't feel like my own, and I needed help feeling like it was my own again. So I started receiving chiropractic care. If you live in the Tacoma area, I cannot recommend Grit City Chiro more. Dr. McKenzie is passionate about helping you feel, function, and live better. Check out her Instagram at Grit City Chiro or her website, gritcitychiropractic.com, for more info and to book your first consultation. And if you mention East to West, you'll get a discount on your first visit. I feel amazing after seeing her, and I think you will too. All right. So first things first, what is skin? I know this sounds like such a crazy question, but why do we have it and what is its purpose?
As you've already mentioned, it is the largest organ of our body. Like the purpose of it is it's our first line of defense against outside aggressors, like environmental aggressors, whether that is like smoke, environmental pollutants, which inflammage us, as well as sun damage. And it also just like acts as a natural water repellent. So we're able to not like decompose.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. We love like a non-rotted journey going on.
Yes.
But so when our barrier's impacted, our barrier lipid layer in our skin, that is when we start to see a lot of issues occur. And that can happen anywhere, like, you know, and that usually looks like cracks or inflammation. But like I always think about like how often my lips are cracked. Like it's a terminal issue. And like, you know, you look at people with like eczema, like that's all like inflammation and barrier issues.
Jason was actually just diagnosed with eczema. He sought out a dermatologist because he was really having some issues going on with his face, and it was, I think, a really enlightening kind of moment for him. I think he was thinking that when he lost all this weight, all of the skin issues would disappear because, you know, like you're healthier.
Totally.
But it can be the case, but it also cannot be the case because our skin is impacted by what's coming at us from the outside. And it's also impacted by what is going on in the inside, correct?
Completely.
Okay. So you could see indicators that something's going amiss on the inside on your skin.
Yes, you totally can. I try really hard not to talk about diet and nutrition with people because I am not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a dietitian. And like, that's just outside of my scope of practice. So I pretty much am like, go to someone where like that is their main focus.
Yeah.
But you know, I went to an Aveda school, which, like, it's a pretty well-known brand and, like, theory. And, like, we talked a lot about, like, diet and inflammatory foods and things like that. So I know about that, but I still, like, as a professional now, 10 years later, I'm like, we have people that have their doctorate for that.
Yep. Nope. I absolutely understand that. And I think for this conversation, it's important to know that if we are struggling with our skin, sometimes we need to look deeper than the surface and, like, what we're putting on it, right? We have to look at what we're actually ingesting. And as bariatric patients, it changes greatly. Like, before and after surgery, you're eating completely different foods. Your vitamin levels are all over the place. I mean, you're going through massive internal changes. So it's not surprising that, you know, when you want to kind of start really paying attention to your skin or maybe caring for it a different way, it's starting to look different because of just everything that we have on going, you know, going on internally too. So yeah, all kinds of stuff there. So why do you think our skin is something that is so often neglected in our society?
We live in, like, a society of, like, instant gratification. Like, this is just me spitballing and being like, this is what I think about stuff, but, like, isn't that what podcasts are? Sorry, guys. But, you know, we're all kind of guilty of looking first at things that, like, are the first thing people see, that, which obviously, like, our skin really is the first thing people see, but we're looking at things like, you know, updated styles of clothing, new, like, hair fashions, you know what I mean? Like, give me a balayage. I don't want to lay down and have someone touch me for an hour or whatever, or, like, get a chemical peel.
I never would have thought about that, but that is so true. Like, when you look at somebody and you're kind of, like, figuring out who they are, you're looking at, like, if they're a woman, their makeup, their hair, their clothes, their jewelry, but you're not doing a full body scan to check out, like, how they're caring for the rest of their skin.
Totally. We're not like, oh, it looks like you're getting some sun damage or whatever. So, like, you know, a lot of people think that skincare is self-indulgent instead of looking at it like skin health. Like, one of a very common metaphor within the aesthetics community and, like, aesthetics brands and blah, 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 is we need to look at it like working out with a personal trainer. You know, you come in to start figuring out, like, what your new, like, weight routine is going to be. But if you're not doing those things at home, then, like, you're not going to see benefits. But with that, like, people don't really connect to that initially. They're just like, yeah, I guess, like, I just want to get pampered a little bit, as opposed, you know, and if you don't stick with it, like, you don't see the long-term effects.
Yeah.
Like you would with, like, getting bangs or.
Yeah. Fake nails or, yeah, or microblading or, okay. So it's almost like our brains just don't recognize it as actually our first line of defense and something that should probably be the first thing that we care about. We're focused on these other, like, not superficial, but in a way superficial things to kind of indicate status or beauty or recognition, because it's our skin, but it isn't really. It's everything that sits on top of it.
I'm going to be an actual monster, and I'm so sorry, but I think our brains would focus on that if that wasn't just, like, you know, like, you think about, like, watching any, like, medieval show, and they're like, I have a flesh wound, like, I'm going to die in a matter of days, and, like, that is a thing that we used to jump to. And now just our priorities are different. And, like, now that we have, like, modern medicine and, like, a cut isn't the end of it, we're more concerned about other things.
Oh my God.
Duh. Which I'm like, I'm like, I have a major in gender and women's studies. Like, I don't, but, like, historical, whatever. But, yeah, that's what I would say. It's just, like,
we really
embrace, like, the, like, Instagram influencer and, all of those things, like TikTok, and we're just, like, focused on the things that we're surrounding ourselves with right now.
Interesting. That is, I would have never ever thought about it that way, but I would agree to that thesis. I would sign on to that. Totally.
Thank you. Makes sense. I will call whoever.
Excellent.
Give me a doctorate for that. I don't
Perfect. Okay, so what are the most common ways that you see people damaging their skin when they come in for your services or when you meet with clients for the first time?
A lot of the time, it's like, it really depends on the person. It depends on the age bracket, blah, blah, blah. But the main thing that I see is going to be over exfoliation. Because again, we're in a culture where like more is better. And if exfoliating is good for your skin with like a scrub or a chemical exfoliant, like why shouldn't we do both? And when you're over exfoliating your skin, that is like, which is like great. It like exfoliation is something we need for our skin to function properly. But when you're overdoing it, that's when we're impacting our barrier function, which leads to environmental aggressors disrupting. That's a major thing that I see. And then another big one that I see with like my mom's generation, like a sweetie little 60-year-old who's just always used like bar soap. Also, I might just really be like, my mom is everyone that's 60 right now. It's like, it's not true. But my mom like refuses to use anything except for like Dr. Bronner's and like Dove on her face or whatever. I think she's like graduated to a Cetaphil journey, but like that's as far as she's going.
Okay.
But when you're using a bar soap on your skin, what you're doing is you're disrupting the pH of your skin and you're making it more of an alkaline. And when you do that, your skin is more prone to environmental, like it's stripping your skin. So when you're feeling like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like squeaky clean, it's because your skin is stripped and the barrier has been depleted.
Oh, gotcha. So you're almost doing yourself some more harm, even though you think that you're being cleanly and that, you know, you're doing what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You're actually opening yourself up to more issues when it comes to your skin.
Guys, use a pH balanced cleanser.
Oh, okay.
And also just like SPF. Like we need an SPF. If you're not using an SPF, don't tell me. But I know I'm like doing a lot of like sunscreen shaming on the internet right now. And I mean, I love a good meme, so it's mostly that. Mm. But yeah, now I'm like getting texts from all of my clients all day and they're just like, FYI, put on my sunscreen before I did yard work. And I'm just like, this is what we need.
This is life.
So like SPF 30 to 50 is like about where you want to stay. And that is the way to protect your skin the best. And you want to reapply depending on what products you're using. I usually say about every 90 minutes to 2 hours, but if you're using really active, like retinols and things like that at night, then I usually say every like 60 to 80 minutes, just to make sure that your skin's really protected, especially in like the beautiful summer months.
Oh my God. So I learned my lesson the hard way. I was using a harsher retinol, not understanding that I needed to like really boost up my, yes. And I got a sunburn on my face pretty bad. Like the nice sunny day, you know, that was here in the Northwest. And I was like, what is going on? And then I did a little research and was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So now I need to really adjust what I've been doing. And I mean, I guess I'm really thankful. My there's a person in my family that had melanoma, survived it. And ever since that really big health scare, we have all been fanatics about sun care, right? Hats, sunglasses, sun protected clothing, all of the sunscreens all of the time. I mean, I've got like mist for my hair. I have mist for my face that I'm constantly reapplying. And I really, I think I really have seen the difference in that. Now, granted, I've been doing that for 10 years, but you know, I guess when I compare what my face skin looks like to the face skin of other people who are my age, I just turned 40.
And happy birthday.
Right. But, you know, I think the gift to me is like, you know, I really don't have a lot of crow's feet here and I really am not seeing a lot of aging signs. I'm not seeing dark splotches. I'm just, you know, my skin.
Which like you like over Zoom, at least you look so good. you're glowing. But no, and that's, you're doing the work.
Yeah. Because I'm terrified of melanoma, but I'm also terrified of just premature aging caused by sun damage. I would really like to avoid that.
And it's like 80% of our sun damage happens. I'm so sorry, guys. Like by the time we're 18, I'm really sorry. So like,
these are what we need to know. This is what we need to know.
I just like feel like a real buzzkill. I'm like, it's too late, but it's not too late. So like, start it, get it done.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, and you know, when I really started doing research too about like blue light and just the impact of all of these screens that we're looking at all day.
Oh yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, this is going to be horrible because I'm going to look like I'm 100 when I'm 42. And I am not doing that. So I am fastidious when it comes to my sun scare. And even I've recently found a lotion, like a body lotion that is sunscreen. And I just thought, yeah, you know what? That's just what I need to start doing because I would very much like to protect this.
Is it chemical or physical? Do you know?
It's Supergoop Play lotion.
We'll see. I think maybe physical. I'll double check later. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, maybe. So what is the difference then? So that's actually my very next question, right? Is like, ooh, what are the best ways we can care for our skin, both internally and externally? Clearly sunscreen is number one. So what do you recommend people look for in a great sun protectant that they're going to use on their face and their body?
Honestly, like I'm pro, like some people, sunscreens can be divisive.
They can be. Are they reef safe? Are they, yeah.
Yeah. Are they reef safe? Is it chemical? How like damaging is chemical versus physical? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, do I sound dumb right now? I don't care if it's chemical or physical. I just care that you're putting it on and that you are using, like if you go to Hawaii or Mexico or wherever, that you are using things that are safe to go swimming in. Yeah. And so you're not like damaging natural habitats, but chemical sunscreen is totally fine. And physical is also fantastic. I generally prefer physical to chemical, but that's just because physical is going to be more sensitizing to your skin because they're more active ingredient. I mean, did I say chemical? Chemical sunscreen is going to be more sensitizing to your skin because it has more active ingredients. So gotcha. Like for me, I err on the sensitive side. And if I'm using like a retinol or other and like exfoliating additionally, if I use a chemical sunscreen, I start to feel really reactive.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's annoying, but there are solutions like physical SPF. But the only reason I asked if it was physical or chemical, because are you just using it in the morning and not at night as well?
I use it in the morning and then I will put it on midday.
Perfect. Just generally you don't want to sleep with chemical sunscreens at night, so I always like to double check.
I'm also pretty crazy about that as well. I like to go to bed with a clean slate.
You should. Perfect.
So maybe explain what is the difference between a physical and a chemical sunscreen? Like physical, you mean like a t-shirt and a hat or like
I did mean a t-shirt and a hat just because that's like a very fun, like SpongeBob-y visual for me.
Right.
and I'm into it. So physical sunscreen actually like reflects light back. So it is like causing an actual barrier.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So a lot of the time, like that's the zinc oxide and the titanium dioxide. So like those are the ones like I always talk about. I'm going to lean into the SpongeBob visual again. And I'm sorry, guys.
Do it.
But like, you know, do you watch SpongeBob?
Oh yeah. Yes.
So, you know, the fish that's like the lifeguard at the pool or whatever, which you're like, you're underwater. What's going on?
Oh yeah. Yes.
But you know, he has the physical sunblock on his nose. He might not be a fish, whatever.
Yes.
So that is physical sunscreen, right? So it acts and you see that white.
Yep. Yes. Mega like, Babe thick. Made this popular like 2 summers ago. She came out with like this physical sunscreen barrier and it's like multicolored and it was all the rage 2 summers ago. So, okay. Oh yeah. Yes.
That's she.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Oh, she made it. She made it work. I mean, I don't know how, but she absolutely did. Yeah. So then I bet what I'm wearing is probably more chemical.
Yeah. And chemical sunscreen is also great.
Yeah.
But a lot of those have like, so what they do is like they absorb and like, I'm like, is that what they do? I never use a chemical sunscreen anymore. So I'm like, who knows? Everyone should be using physical right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of those chemical sunscreens also have a lot of like vitamin C's to scavenge free radicals. So it also helps with the sun damage itself. But
okay. So now I'm feeling very good about my most recent Supergoop purchase because so they just came out with, I think it's called Daily Dose. It's like a vitamin C face serum that is also a sunscreen.
I have seen that.
Oh, and I have just been loving it. I'm recommending it to all my girlfriends. I also bought their under eye cream because their under eye SPF, because I am that crazy because I'm not getting my crow's feet.
Get those away.
Right. Okay. So I'm on the right track when it comes to just protecting what I got going on here.
You're nailing it. We love that.
Wow. That's like the first time I've actually nailed something and like legitly nailed it. So
No. I'm very happy about that. But like, yes, today is the vibe.
Today is the day. All right.
Additionally to SPF though, I would also say, like drinking water, eating like water rich, foods. So like celery and stuff like that is going to be good as well. Cause a lot of the time, if you're drinking a ton of water, sometimes it can just go right on through you. So you want to make sure that you're also ingesting things to like help retain that. Gotcha. Using like taking things like essential fatty acids is really important too, because that also helps your barrier lipid layer work better.
Oh, interesting.
And then also like just consistent home care,
which can sometimes be a struggle. And as a bariatric patient, you know, we can only drink a couple ounces of water at a time, yet we still have like massive hydration goals. And there are some foods that are off limits to us because of the type of surgery that we've had or just where we're at in our process. But it's nice to know what we can do nutritionally so that we can find a way to actually make it work, right? Like within our diet, that's the ultimate goal there. Okay, so sunscreen, hydration, eat water heavy foods, be kind to yourself, and take care of your skin at home, not just when you go to an esthetician like yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. So what other home care things or products would you recommend that people use if they really want to start loving on their skin?
You're not going to like this answer. Because it just really depends on the person. Like generally, and like I would recommend talking to an esthetician before you make those wild choices on your own. You know what I mean? Like via whatever young person is like a skinfluencer on TikTok right now. Because everyone's skin is different and everyone's skin needs something different. So like I recommend a lot of vitamin C's to most of my clients because vitamin C, again, it's going to scavenger free radical damage. And it's going to help with collagen and elastin production. But like every time I use a vitamin C, I end up getting a ton of comedones or blackheads. And like my skin does not love it, which is not a thing because like it's a fantastic ingredient and it's a great product to have in your regimen. But like just because I can't use it doesn't mean that you cannot either, or you know what I mean? Because like I'm using a retinol at night doesn't mean that everyone should.
Mm-hmm.
So vitamin C's is usually my go-to.
Okay.
Retinols or vitamin A's are also another go-to because that is going to regulate your cellular turnover, which is fantastic. We love that. If your cellular turnover is like too rapid or too slow, it's just going to help make it steady, even and like consistent.
Okay.
But like, I don't recommend retinols to all of my clients because some of them are not good about SPF. And if you're not good about SPF, I refuse to have you start using a retinol.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to like you getting that wild burn.
Yeah.
You're going to get additional sun damage when that's what we're fighting against.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed. So agreed.
A very safe recommend additionally to an SPF because this is SPF hour, is going to be like just a hyaluronic acid because that's just going to help hydrate your skin.
Okay. I'm just going to have to brush my shoulder off here. Okay. The things that you've been saying, this is my routine. And what I have learned about the hyaluronic acid is that it needs some moisture to kind of get down in your skin. So after I clean my face, not vigorously, but gently, I mist myself with some OC ocean mist. I follow with my hyaluronic acid. I follow with my retinol. I do my eye cream. And then I gently pat in my moisturizer to lock it all in. And I go lay in bed like a mummy. That's pretty much how I do it. So.
I don't think I've ever been in love with anyone the way I'm with you right now. That's beautiful.
But
mist is going to be super important, like a toner.
Yeah, because that acid could draw out the moisture that you're trying to keep in.
Well, and hyaluronic acid, its job is to like what it does is it Oh my gosh, my brain just stopped working. What it does is it holds on to like 1,000 times its weight in water.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really hydrating, but if there's no water on your skin to do that, it's just not going to work as well.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and it's interesting. And I understand, like, I guess just from living as a woman for 40 years, it can be really frustrating when there's a billion products out there and they all claim to do something different, where a lot of them kind of do the same thing, but then there's 8 million versions of hyaluronic acid, right? And you really do kind of have to experiment and play around with what works best for your skin until you find the one thing that works. And what was really frustrating me a couple of years ago is I had this great regimen and routine and my skin just revolted, my face in particular. And I remember I went and saw Jen at Oaks and Alder and I was like, I don't understand what's going on here. And she was like, just like everything in life, things change, things shift, right? Like if you're going through different things, you're, you know, this is changing. So this just is going to require something different. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just thought I got it figured out. But, you know, I think knowing yeah. that your skin can change over time and that it might require different things as you age, as you move through life, that, you know, you're just kind of always in this hide and seek game with what the best products are for you.
And like, the ideal is that we're not in a wild hide and seek game.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that can happen, especially when we have things like hormonal breakouts, like, you might have not been using a salicylic acid in your regimen before and now you need to, or, you know, pigmentation from pregnancy, like you might have not needed like a hydroquinone, but now you do to help fade some of that out. So like, it is a hide and seek, but also, as long as we are trying to, as long as our end goal is like healthy skin, we generally are able to make small tweaks here and there, as opposed to like, we need to fully undo what you've been doing because yeah. obviously something is off.
Yeah.
Obviously that can happen with hormonal changes, blah, 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 yes. blah, blah. But I'm just saying yes. like, ideally it's not going to be like an overhaul every 7 years.
Yes. That would be nice. That would be good. I would love to stick with my routine now for the next couple of years. Cause I'm digging it. It's working.
I mean like so. TBD, who knows, but hopefully at least some of it, you know what I mean? We'll change a serum, yes. we'll change a moisturizer, but
yes. Yes. So what's the biggest, I guess, bang for our buck when it comes to maybe like our body's skincare? What is maybe like a go-to thing or a go-to routine or product that really will help nourish and care for our body skin?
Hey guys, it's April. I don't know if you know this, but Gather Juice Company was our first podcast sponsor. And for good reason, they make some bomb ass juices. My absolute favorite is the Sunrise and the Pineapple Express. Night Vision and Goldilocks come in a real close third and fourth. I also very much enjoy their smoothies. Pina Colada, top of my list. If you live locally in the Tacoma area, swing by their 6th Avenue location and try it for yourself. You're going to be hooked. Big shout out to Gather Juice. Thank you for your sponsorship.
Again, this will depend on person to person. I'm really sorry. But like our body skin, so we're talking neck down, yes. correct?
Yep.
I would say, not to name drop right now, but there is a really good skin cream by Skin Authority. They're one of my go-to brands that I use. And that's like called I think it's Fig and Shea Butter. And then there's, that has vitamin D in it. So it's also going to be really good for helping our skin work appropriately. And then there's another one called like Illuminating Body Cream, Illuminating Body something, again by Skin Authority. So like, look it up.
I've heard of that brand before. I think my mom actually has used it. Yeah, it is very nice. Very
the
nice.
Illuminating Body also has a little bit of a glycolic in it though. So I like to use that like twice a week and then use the Fig and Shea butter like on the other 5 days. I was like, how many days a week? Just so we do get some exfoliation because we neck up a lot of the time, but let's keep those hands young.
Right.
And functioning appropriately because again,
life, right? So how do you recommend people exfoliate their body? Like if they're washing themselves with just like a washcloth, is that enough exfoliation? Or again, does this kind of come down to you really need to experiment a little bit and find out what's best?
I love a dry brush journey. I think that's like always like, one, it works great. And two, like it's a nice little ritual to have. And like, you know, one of the great things about skincare is it, you know, again, it's for health, blah, blah, blah. But we're also able to just use it as self-care and to take a second away from like watching a ton of TV and like, you know, whatever kind of escapism we're doing. Mine is Bravo. and we're able to like go into the bathtub and brush our entire body for 10 minutes and just like take that time to take care of ourselves. So dry brushing is great. I love like, if you've, have you been to Olympus Spa?
No, but I keep hearing about that from all the ladies.
When it's like back, I think actually it might be open now, but they have these really great little K-beauty, little mittens. Mittens, but like, I don't know, but they're still pretty soft. And I like to use that too. I usually don't like to do anything super harsh. Just because again, that can still impact your barrier function on the rest of your body. So like the only place, like people love an apricot scrub. And I hope that everyone is like hip to the fact that like, it's a no-go now. It was never a go, but marketing's really strong. But the only place you should use that is like on your feet, but everywhere else, like I like a physical exfoliation coupled with a nice, like light chemical a couple times a week.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the physical should be like once or twice a week, depending on what you're doing. I only dry brush once a week.
Oh, okay. I bought a dry brush probably 2 years ago and I was like, I need to start doing this. And 2 years have passed and I have not yet started doing that. But when I was really thinking about the conversation today, I just thought, right? I mean, I guess I feel like I have a really good routine. And for me, washing my face at night and doing that, you know, routine for me is self-care. It takes me probably 20 minutes. My husband's always yelling at me because I take so much time in the bathroom, but I don't care. That's my time. For me, it's my time to just focus on my skin and check in with myself. So that, you know, it's time well spent for me.
Completely.
And, you know, and the more that I learn about my skin and how important it is to maintain, I'm more motivated to spend a little bit more time focusing on it because I would like to have a long, healthy life. And that means that I'm really going to have to spend some time with my skin, interacting with my skin.
Totally. Seeing what looks different, seeing if there's any new moles that have the ABCDEs, you know?
Yes. Yep. And that is such an odd thing too. It was very odd for me. Before bariatric surgery, my life occurred from like here up. And this just was what got me around to places. I did not look at it. I didn't touch it. I didn't interact with it. It was not something that it just didn't exist. And now that I have lost some weight and I am becoming familiar with my own body again, it's been really interesting to kind of reconnect with myself in a way that I just don't ever remember doing so. And when I can couple that with this self-care that can feel luxurious, right? If you have the means or if that's important to you, buy luxurious products, like spend money on some things that you very much enjoy and are healthy and feel great for you. So, you know, it's just different. It's shifting our mindset about what holistic health is and making sure that skin is now included in our definition of holistic health.
Completely.
So what are there anything that people can do? This question comes up often in our community, and I have no idea if you have an answer for this. Loose skin is like something that everybody is talking about. Is there anything that we can do to help naturally encourage or entice our skin to maybe bounce back after a rapid weight loss?
So after a rapid weight loss, again, I'm not a doctor, blah, blah, blah. I only know what I know, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of that would be like a surgery depending on what, you know, if you're looking to remove excess skin, then that would be like a surgery journey. You know, anytime anyone's like, I'm trying to get rid of my neck. I was talking to another esthetician a while ago about a client that I had, cause I was trying to figure out like, what's the best like answer, service, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, honestly, like, I am just saving up for a lower facelift for the next 10 years. And I was like,
gotcha.
Okay, well, there's that answer. But there are things that we can do, like, outside of surgery. It's just going to be not removing loose skin, right? So, like, one of my favorite things to do for, like, stretch marks is a huge deal, would be microneedling or microchanneling. So that is going to help. Also, I'm so sorry. Today's my day off. And I'm just like, I don't know anything about skin on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, the only thing I know about is gardening and naps. Like, not true. But when you're microneedling your skin or microchanneling, those are just like two different methods of collagen induction therapy. What you're doing is you're causing a controlled wound to the skin that your body needs to heal. So you're channeling a like cascade collagen production, a cascade of collagen production. And you see those results for up to a year is like when you continue getting dividends from that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really great thing to be able to do. So well, yeah, soften that up.
Yeah. And basically what you're doing is you're causing your body to kind of fix it on its own. You're saying like, completely. Hey, this is an issue. And you're forcing like your DNA to draw attention to this area that you're doing. So in a safe way, right? Not in completely. A dangerous way, but so, you know, they make those microneedling tools. Like I have a Beauty Bio, right? Yeah. And the little roller thing that you do all over your face. Is that microneedling or you're talking about like an esthetician?
Actually penetrating through the skin.
Yes.
Okay. So I think what you're talking about is like derma rolling or whatever.
Yeah. That could be.
Which like, it's still great for collagen induction, but it's, or like collagen stimulation, I guess. Collagen induction though is going to be like, we're actually penetrating your skin. Okay. Like 0.25 to 1.5 generally. Millimeters into your skin in order to speed up that collagen induction.
Oh, that's interesting.
Collagen production.
Oh, and that's why the results are so lasting then, right? It's because you're really, okay.
Yeah, it's like, if you stop doing it, like generally you want to do like a series of 4 to 6 or 8, generally is like the most that we'll do. And then go to like a once or twice a year from there.
Gotcha.
Just to like kind of keep up what we're doing. And, but you're not going to have it like slide, like you're not going to have like a backslide. Your collagen's not going to be like, we're going to leave because you haven't been continuing to do this. Sorry guys, I'm done. You know?
Yep. Awesome. Okay.
And then another good option. And if you ask me 1,000 questions, I'm going to just yell, I just took the training. Please stop. I don't know. And I'm the first to be like, I don't know about things. So sorry. I'm always like, does this make people think that I'm a total unprofessional maniac? But then I'm like, eh, who cares? But DMK is a really great skincare line. And I just did like a training, an intensive with them. But they have a really cool treatment called muscle banding, which just kind of helps lift everything up. And when, like, again, that is something that you're going to need to be doing on a maintenance schedule, since we're not doing surgery, we're not penetrating the skin with anything. But that is just helping like retrain your muscles.
Oh, interesting.
And promote lift overall.
Oh, okay.
This is what lift means. I'm so sorry that I'm just doing like weird inward vampire hands.
No, we all got it. We all got
Thank
it.
Thank God.
No, we're on the same page. On the same page. So really when it comes down to it, the best thing you can do for loose, saggy skin, it sounds like, is just maintain it well, love on it. If it is something that you want to take to the next level, plastic surgery would be something that you look at, or a type of dermatological procedure like microneedling or the banding.
Yeah. And both of those can be done by an esthetician. Like I provide both of those services, but yeah. And also like, you know, loose skin happens. Like aging is a thing. We're all, you know, our bodies are changing constantly. So I don't know. It's just like, if your skin's functioning well, and like, obviously, like I talk about like when I need to get more Botox sooner, whatever. So like, I'm not trying to be like, love the skin you're in, like love the skin you're in, but also like, we're all trying to do whatever we want to do for ourselves.
Yes.
So I'm not saying like, this is what you need to do is get like surgery for anything.
Yeah.
I'm not a proponent or not a proponent. I'm just saying like, that's generally like, that's the answer. It's like surgery's the vibe.
Yeah.
Or loose skin, unless you're like tightening different areas or trying to reduce stretch marks.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the conundrum maybe in the bariatric community is that, you know, you've gone through this huge transformation. You've undergone one surgery and you lose a bunch of weight and you think that you're going to be happy with how you look. And then you're not, because you have loose skin or things are doing things that you didn't anticipate. And it can be a real struggle because you've worked so hard to kind of get to a size, a shape, a number, right? Your happy weight. And then I'm still not happy with how I physically appear. And we always talk about, you know, just body neutrality on East to West. We don't care what you choose to do with your own body. We just want to make sure that we all have the best information possible so we can make the best decisions for us.
Totally.
That's just right. That's what it's about. Because at the end of the day, your happiness is dependent on you, right?
No, 100%. And not me.
Yeah. But it's really nice to know that there are products, there's professionals, there's things that we can do along the way to help our journey kind of back to our self-love, our loving on our skin in accessible ways, right? Because most of the things that you're talking about are not some crazy product or crazy thing that you can do. Most of these things you could just purchase at a drugstore, right? I mean, they're just like common products kind of.
Don't purchase like a microneedling machine. That gets really wild.
Oh yeah.
Don't do that at home. Sorry. I'm just like really quick. Mm-hmm. But no, totally. A lot of them you can purchase at a drugstore, which like is fantastic. And if that's like what your budget needs you to do, like great, go online, look up non-comedogenic skincare and then start there.
So if somebody is really ready to dive in to their skincare, where do you recommend they start? Do they focus just on their face? Do you focus face and body? Like what's going to be the best place to toe dip into skincare?
If you're just trying to toe dip and you're not trying to go crazy, then I would say literally to start like tits up is what I like to say. So face, neck, and décolleté. If you're a man, I guess nipples up. I guess if you're anyone.
Human.
Yeah.
Instagram, right? Yeah. Instagram.
Uh-huh. Instagram.
Zoom. Your Zoom self.
Exactly. Just your Zoom self. But with that, that's going to be kind of like where you're going to start being able to play a little bit more than with the rest of your body, and also where a lot of the time we see the effects the most. So that way you can kind of get started and you can be like, oh my gosh, when I use eye cream, I see less bags or whatever. And just seeing the effects on your own face from day to day, it's going to be more encouraging to like, be like, I'm going to focus more on my like arms and legs now or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Well, and really too, this is the part that gets the most amount of sun, no matter where you live, right? So if you're focusing on here up, you're really protecting, you know, the most exposed part of your body to the damage from the environment. And you're working on the part of your body that most people will actually see that's not clothed. So
completely.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So are there any favorite skincare products that you would recommend to people that maybe you haven't already mentioned, or do you just have some go-to, like this is always great, or, you know, my clients love this the most?
SkinSuit by Skin Authority, which I probably have already mentioned, but I'm just going to reiterate, because that also, not only is that an SPF 50, it's reef safe. It's a little bit tinted, but I've noticed with my clients of color, it doesn't like white cast them, which is really great, because that can be a problem. And then also it protects your skin from blue light damage from things like computers and phones. Yes. And like, we are living in, you know, 2021, a blue light world. Everyone's zooming, everyone's doing everything.
Mm-hmm. I did not even think about that, but I am a huge fan of looking for products that will kind of double or triple up what I'm looking for, right? The fewer the steps, sometimes the better. And if there's quality products out there that can do that. Okay. What about a body lotion or
something? I would say the Fig and Shea by
Skin
Authority, or I would also, I love the Andrea body oil by Osea.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have four bottles upstairs and one is in my shower.
Good. I know, it's so good. So that's one of my most favorites. It like absorbs quickly so you don't feel greasy, which like it's a big one for me. Like I don't want to feel like I'm going to just like slip and slide around my house.
Yes. Yes. It's my absolute shower routine. I finish my shower and I don't pat dry myself. I squeegee my shower because I've got a giant, it's like 6x8 shower.
Get this clean, baby.
Oh yeah. I have to get it clean. It's got to be show ready at all times, but as I'm squeegeeing, right, then like I'm kind of air drying. And then before I step out of the shower, what I really like about that product is it's expensive, but you don't need a lot of it. And it goes forever and it just absorbs beautifully. And my skin just always feels very nourished. I always feel almost like I'm just kind of wrapped in this beautiful blanket and it lasts all day. I mean, it's just a wonderful, I've been so happy. That is my number one go-to skincare line.
I know. Osea is amazing.
Oh,
and
my favorite.
I love it so, so much. Their vitamin C serum, SEA, is fantastic. I love that as well. Mm-hmm. For clients, not for myself. Again, vitamin C is not my friend. But I love using that on my clients. And then also the Osea, the vitamin C boost is a really great hydrating toner.
I recently purchased, they have like an exfoliant for the face, a vitamin C
exfoliant.
Yes. Oh,
you ever
mix
that with your cleanser a little bit?
Yes.
Cleanser, yes. That's my favorite. Cause it's just the
ocean milk.
Get it done.
Oh,
I
want to
get in. I want to get out.
Oh, I start with an oil. I cleanse I do dough cleanse, the oil, gentle oil first. And then of course my ocean milk. And then some days, once or twice a week, the scrubby stuff. Oh yeah. And then the OC spritz, I mean, this is all OC. I mean,
yeah,
Osea,
that's the best.
Cause it's amazing. But
I know I hear like Osea, OC, and then something else too. And at this point I'm like, I'm just going to commit to one and just, but like everyone says something a little bit different. So I'm just we'll see. Like I haven't talked to them. I haven't like called them. Like, what are they going to say when they answer?
Well, it's just such a great product. I've definitely been on a natural kick and I do recognize, right. And I'm very happy with it. My body has responded well to it. And I realize that sometimes natural doesn't always mean better, but when I'm looking for products, I very much appreciate that I know all of the ingredients. I appreciate that it's sustainably made. It's made here in the USA.
Completely.
Most of their packaging is glass. It's easily recyclable. I mean, it just kind of hits all.
It's a female-owned, like generational family, which is amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. It really just hits all of those boxes for me. And I keep telling myself, I have such a fiery personality that using ocean products.
You're like, we have to put this out.
I need some yin to my yang. And that just seems to be it. But it's been a love story for me, you know, finding these products. And I guess that just kind of goes back to my point is that don't get discouraged if you think, oh my God, there's so much stuff out here. Make an appointment with an esthetician. Spend the time to go talk with somebody to get to understand your skin situation a little bit more intimately. And then don't be afraid to kind of play around with products that could really make a big overall health impact in your life.
Completely.
Yeah, it's beyond important. Oh my gosh, Fred, this was enlightening and amazing.
Honestly, I know what I'm going to do next time I have to squeeze. Like, I know how I will be forced to my shower now. So I would like to say thank you for changing my routine.
You're welcome. Anytime. I got all kinds of them. So we always love to give our guests kind of the floor at the end. Is there a number one piece of advice that you could give people about their skin and skincare?
Treat it like your most precious organ. Maybe not your most precious, like your heart and your liver are important too. But, you know, this is your first line of defense. Treat it as such, treat it with kindness and, you know, wear sunscreen forever.
Reapply all the time.
I got a tattoo that just says SPF. Why? Because I believe in it. So with that,
that is the most badass epic thing I have ever seen in my life.
I love to commit.
You know? Oh my God. You are my spirit animal. I love it. Oh my goodness. So where can people follow you?
You can follow me at Aesthetics Period by Period Celia. So that's Aesthetics Period by Period Celia on Instagram. I was like, what's that? What is that again? Instagram doesn't exist. Just snaps. just snaps only. So yeah, at Aesthetics by Celia on Instagram.
Awesome. And how, and you spell your name C-E-L-I-A.
C-E-L-I-A. I'm like, everyone knows how to spell my name. Which is not true.
I want to make sure that people can go follow you because your page is amazing. Your aesthetics are equally amazing. But I'm just, very thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful for your time and I'm thankful for just the knowledge and the advice that they that you enjoy giving out to the community.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, this was
and thank you guys for listening to me ramble, and I'm really sorry.
No, dude, this is what combos are all about. So it is all good. And if people have questions, are you open to them reaching out to you?
Oh yeah. Like I'm a workaholic. I'm always on my phone. I'm always on Instagram because I'm also like, you know, a Gen Y. I'm a Gen Y or I'm a millennial. So like, you know, my retinas are deteriorating from the blue light as we speak. So reach out, ask whatever. If you're looking for a good esthetician in your area, if I know about where you are, I can help guide you to someone. If I don't know where you are, I can, you know, I don't know, help you poke around on like Google.
Awesome. Oh, that would be so helpful. I think you will probably get like 5,000 DMs in your box. So.
Okay. If there's 5,000, like it will take me a few months, but we will get through this.
I love it that you are committed to helping people find the best skincare that they can. That's awesome. Oh, wonderful. Well, again, thank you so very much for joining us. We very much appreciate your time and your honesty and just your candor about a topic that sometimes people get very scared about talking about. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, if you enjoyed what you see today or you heard today, please like, follow, share, subscribe to our podcast. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel. And we are also a Patreon supported podcast. If you would like to support us in a different way for $5 a month, you could literally be helping us pay for Zoom so that we can have these wonderful conversations with people. So just head to patreon.com/east2westwls and you will see all of the good stuff that we have there. If Jason was here, he would thank you for listening. He'd say some other really great stuff, but I'm just going to get right to it. You guys know that we've got you, you've got this, and we'll see you next time. Bye, Celia. Thanks, Fred.
Bye.